Hey everyone, it's Tilla Reed here and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. We're diving into something super important today, managing those emotions, finding that sweet spot of balance, you know, the whole keep calm and carry on thing. Let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs. One minute you're on top of the world, feeling like a superhero, and the next, bam. You're knee-deep in stress, anxiety, or just plain old frustration. Ever felt like your emotions are running the show instead of the other way around? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those days when it feels like our feelings are on a roller coaster ride with no brakes. But here's the good news. We're not powerless passengers on this emotional roller coaster. We can actually learn to manage those ups and downs, find that sweet spot of balance, and become the masters of our own emotional landscape. And trust me, that feeling of control is priceless. So, how do we get there? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind in a good way. First up, acknowledge your feelings. Seriously, don't try to suppress them or pretend they are not there. Bottling it up only makes things worse in the long run. Instead, take a moment to actually feel those emotions, sadness, anger, joy, whatever it is. Give yourself permission to experience them fully, without judgment. It's like taking a deep breath and saying, okay, I'm feeling this right now, and that's okay. Number 2. Label your emotions. This might sound silly, but putting a name to what you're feeling can actually make a huge difference. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try being more specific. I'm feeling frustrated because, or I'm feeling anxious about. This helps you understand your emotions better and start to identify the triggers that set them off. Third, practice mindfulness. This is where things get really cool. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like taking a mental step back from the chaos and observing it all with a sense of curiosity. There are tons of great mindfulness techniques out there, meditation, deep breathing exercises, even just taking a few minutes each day to focus on your senses can work wonders. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. Okay, here's where we get real. Our brains love to play tricks on us sometimes, especially when we're feeling stressed or overwhelmed. We start thinking things like, I can't handle this, or everything is going wrong. But the truth is, those thoughts are often just distorted perceptions, not facts. So challenge them. Ask yourself, is there really evidence to support this thought, or what would I say to a friend who is having this thought? Finally, find healthy outlets. This is where we get to have some fun. We all need healthy ways to release stress and express our emotions. Whether it's going for a run, painting, writing in a journal, listening to music, or just hanging out with loved ones, find what works for you and make time for it regularly. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tough deadline, and your inbox is overflowing. You start to feel that familiar pressure building, that knot in your stomach tightening. But instead of letting those feelings take over, you remember our 5 steps. First, you acknowledge the feeling. Yep, I'm feeling stressed right now. Next, you label it. This is deadline stress. Then, you take a few deep breaths and practice mindfulness, focusing on your senses in that moment. You challenge those negative thoughts. Can I really handle this? Becomes yes, I have the skills and experience to manage this. Finally, you find a healthy outlet. Maybe it's taking a quick walk outside to clear your head or listening to an upbeat playlist to boost your mood. See? By applying these strategies, you can turn that stressful situation into a manageable one. It's all about taking control of your emotional landscape and finding that balance. So, what are you waiting for? Take those steps today. Start small, even just focusing on acknowledging your feelings can make a difference. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. Remember to share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. And don't forget to leave us a review and let us know what you think. Until next time, keep calm and carry on. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.